the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 10 of The Rivalry, Double Digits. How does it feel?
It feels great to be in double digits.
I'm Liam. This is Mike.
Who would have thought?
Right now, we're sweating out a little nerfy.
Yes, I'm not.
I'm sweating out a little nerfy. We got Reds, Braves. For all you non-betting people, nerfy is no runs first inning. We got first and second right now. For the Reds, two and two count, two outs. Hopefully we can get out of this. And then Hunter Green actually is starting today for the Reds.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
Love that.
See what happens there. Here comes the pitch. Great radio. Oh, he fouled it off himself again. Same spot. Ian Anderson's back. I don't know the last time he pitched.
I can tell you. I could not tell you.
I saw Ian Anderson, Hunter Green, and I was like, got to hop on that.
Oh, man. Throat's killing me. A lot of cheering Friday.
Oh, yeah? There was a lot of cheering yesterday, too. Not so much for me.
Yeah, not much for you, it looked like.
Yeah, I wasn't even in the park when Verdugo hit the homer, so I really didn't see anything.
You didn't get to cheer anything at all, it sounds like.
I was pretty quiet.
Friday was a fun one, though. Friday, opening day.
All right, beautiful day. Let's get this over with. Let's talk about the series. I thought Voldy pitched a great game.
I did too. Six strong innings. I didn't like the whole Whitlock situation.
I also didn't get to see what happened really because I had my interview. So I didn't get to see what happened with Whitlock. I wish Evaldi stayed in another inning and then Whitlock pitched the seventh and eighth. I know that for sure. Come on, Austin Riley. There we go. All right. We got out of the top of the first. Sorry to break that up. Oh, it's over anyway because Washington scored. Oh. The Mets fucking suck. Nelson Cruz hit a homer.
His first of the year.
Yep.
Boom, boom, stick.
So, all right. Time to start up a new nerfy.
Goes from happiness to sadness in literal
seconds.
Yeah,
that was quick. Fucking Nelson Cruz, bro. 42. Just fucking retire.
But I didn't like what Boone did on Friday either. Not great management. Yesterday, not great management. No, Boone.
Oh, Boone. Okay, what'd he do?
I thought Clay should have pitched one more batter to JBJ. There was no point of taking him out. Jackie Bradley Jr. is literally not scary offensively at all.
No, I agree.
A lot of people were blaming Clay for that inning on Friday, but Donaldson just watched the ball go right past him.
Was that the Bogarts double?
Yeah. That
just single, watched, whatever it was.
That he just watched go right past him. And then I even had to text my friend to even see if it was even close to being foul. Because from where I was sitting, I couldn't really see down the line. But he said it was very fair.
Okay.
And Donaldson just didn't do anything. I also didn't like the you have infield in the sixth inning. Why? Why do you have infield in the sixth inning?
Yeah, I saw that.
The run scored anyway, and you just made the inning more annoying for Clay.
Yeah.
And if the infield's back, he gets it out there and he's out of the inning quicker, and you don't have to go to Miguel Castro.
Agreed.
I thought the game was over after the first. Not going to lie.
I thought it was too, but look at where we are now.
I thought
Devers hit an absolute tank.
Yeah, that was a bomb.
Devers hit a tank.
That was a bomb.
So did Verdugo.
Yeah, that was a bomb yesterday too.
But I don't know what the fuck it is with the Red Sox offense, bro. After the first three innings, they just can't fucking do anything, apparently.
That bullpen is scary too.
The Red Sox bullpen hasn't been bad.
Yeah, but we're two games in.
So yeah, I mean,
still going to be a very long.
It hasn't been anywhere close to the reason we lost these games.
Oh, no. It's been offensively.
I think Pivetta stayed an inning too long yesterday.
The Yankees bullpen has been absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And who would have thunk that with no signings? They had guys that were still good.
I mean, yeah, they got guys. They got dudes.
A lot of guys. They got a lot of guys.
They got some dudes.
But Sevy was promising yesterday. I was very happy with his performance.
Kind of shit the bed after the first inning.
Okay, after he hasn't started in 3 years. I'll take it.
True.
Three innings.
Just put a put another Nerfy in for the people who want to know. Under for the Cleveland Guardians, Kansas City Royals. Under for the Brewers, Chicago Cubs. Under for the Marlins and Giants. And then under for the Padres, Diamondbacks.
Hey, we ain't a gambling expert.
George Springer just hit a homer. Got the notification in a fantasy app.
Yeah, got that. I got him in fantasy.
I do too.
But the Yankees offense has looked really good, surprisingly. They have looked very fun.
Yesterday they had less hits than the Sox.
They only hit a homer still, which is still funny to me.
They only had four hits yesterday.
Hey, still got the W.
And one of them didn't even get on base because I don't know what the fuck Joey Gallo was thinking.
Yeah, he looked like he was running in slow motion yesterday.
And you're running on somebody who throws over 100 miles an hour from the outfield.
Yeah, he looked like he was walking the second base yesterday. I had no idea. He also thought the ball was gone, it looked like. I thought.
Yeah. That was actually the first play I saw when I got there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It took so long. I have a bone to pick with New York City as a whole.
Ooh.
We get to Exchange Place, go to take the subway to New York. Delay.
I'm not a big guy that I take the 33rd and then the D.
Well, we didn't. Instant train delay. We get on the four. We go to get on the four. Someone got hit by the four yesterday.
What? Delay. Oh my god!
No, I have no idea. Delay. Oh my god, it was delayed. So then, every single person that was going to the game, it seemed like, was on the train, and so you could not move on the train. Like probably the most packed subway I've ever been on. And then the lady goes, "There was an injury at 14th Street. We're not going to stop there. We're going to go right to Grand Central." Okay. We get to 14th Street. We stop. And it's the express train. So our next stop after 14th is supposed to be Grand Central. So I'm like, okay, they just stopped. So it's not that big of a deal. Nope. They get to 22nd Street. They stop. They get to 28th Street. They stop. They get to 33rd Street. They stop. They get to 38th Street. They stop. They get to Grand Central. They stop.
I would have just got out of 33rd Street.
It was a fucking nightmare.
Sounds like it. And he didn't get in.
And then once we got in, it took 45 minutes for the line to move. And then in the fourth inning, I wanted to get some chicken tenders, just a couple tendies.
Yeah,
a little
hungry. Can't go wrong.
Yeah. And I was on the line for 2.5 innings.
Oh my god.
It was fucking terrible. I will never go back to Yankee Stadium on opening weekend.
I had a pleasant time.
You probably got there like 3 hours early.
I did. Yeah. I did. I got there at 11 o'clock. I saw some BP. Saw Devers. Saw some JD.
Devers probably hit some bombs in BP.
He did hit some BP bombs. That was fun to watch. I don't remember the last time I've seen some batting practice. And then I got some wings. I got some boneless wings.
Ooh.
The girl screwed up my order about 4 times.
Nice.
It was like her first time there. But I only paid $24 for a bucket of 8 boneless wings and fries and a soda for $24. So she screwed up on her end.
My friend also got lucky. He got a burger and fries and a beer, and they only charged him $20.
Yeah.
People don't get working better there New yesterday York? Were not the brightest.
Don't get better, Yankee Stadium. Don't get better. Because we.
Yeah, don't get better. Don't get better. I think they gave him a beer for free.
That sounds like it, right? So beer alone is like $20.
Yeah.
It also sucks that you can't use cash. That's
the worst thing
that is
ever.
Awful. That is awful.
And they don't tell you that until you get up there.
Yeah, until you get there, yeah. Yeah, my father was going to pay for the bucket of wings, and they said, no cash share. And we were like, what? COVID's dead.
Yeah. And then I get up to the front of the line after waiting on the line for 2 innings. So I got about half inning left on the line. I'm like the third person from the front. And the person comes out of the kitchen and goes, no more burgers, no more burgers. Oh, if I was waiting online for a burger that entire time, I would have fucking
I would have
if I was waiting online for two innings for a burger. And then he came out and said, no more burgers, no more burgers. I would have lost it. I would have been so mad.
But I gotta say, the boneless wings at Yankee Stadium, their barbecue sauce is the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
They do have some good barbecue sauce. No honey mustard though.
Their barbecue sauce is phenomenal.
Shout out Steve again. No honey mustard.
And some of the fries had the barbecue sauce on it. Oh.
Ooh.
It was beautiful.
You get the garlic parm fries?
No.
Mm.
I got regular fries.
You got the bucket though?
Got the bucket. I didn't bring the bucket home.
Yeah, but why'd you get the bucket?
That's what they only had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They give you so many fries.
Yeah, they give you a lot of fries. I wanted the 30 bucket of boneless wings, but she just kept not listening to me. So I was like, it's fine. Because I had the fries. I've had fries there from there, and they stunk. Absolutely awful.
Yeah, they don't put any salt on them.
Yeah, but
they give you salt.
But this was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It was opening day. That's why. The ingredients were fresher. The foul pole was yellower. And the grass was greener.
It was. screw the Mets, honestly. Because that's going to be the only run given up in my Nerfy parlay so far.
Nerfy.
We'll see what happens with the Guardians. If the Guardians score a run after fucking up my parlay yesterday, I'll be super pissed.
Mets 3-0. Got to be happy for them.
No, fuck the Mets.
They're playing the worst team in baseball, or the second worst team in baseball.
Yeah, they're playing the Nationals. Is it a 4-game series?
Yeah, it was.
A lot of 4-game series to start. I feel like the Astros and Angels are a 4-game series too.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah.
We have to wait for 7 o'clock for our teams to play again.
Yeah. And I'm if ready the Red for Sox the, don't win, I might pull my hair out.
I'm ready for Jared to say the season starts today again. Ready for that. Maybe Giancarlo can hit a 7th home run straight against the Red Sox.
He has 6 straight.
Yeah.
Oh well, his one on Friday was literally a home run only in Yankee Stadium.
Bullet.
Only in Yankee Stadium.
The DJ LeMahieu home run on Friday, I had no idea was going out. I thought that was a pop out. I had no chance.
Two words for you.
Little league.
That too. We got four words.
Hey, you play there, right? Why can't you use that right field wall?
Because we have hitters that actually know how to hit.
Okay.
They don't just hit the ball in the air and pray.
Doesn't seem like it. So we scored 6 runs.
And
or 7.
Our group chat might be the most frustrating thing in the planet.
Oh, I would say it is.
The most frustrating thing in the planet. We have Kufta talking about Garrett Whitlock doesn't have saves.
But
he does suck. Garrett Whitlock sucks because he doesn't get saves.
And he's been mowing down Yankees on Friday.
Yeah.
Mowing down Yankees.
And then DJ hits a pop out homer against him.
And I have him on every single fantasy team.
Yeah. He's a monster.
I didn't know Barnes was hurt. I was very upset with that. I had no idea.
He had back spasms or something like that.
I had no idea he got hurt. And I was wondering
he could probably play through it, but
and I'm looking in the 10th inning when you guys scored a run and you're up one run and I'm like, where the hell is Barnes?
No, instead they put in Cutter Crawford.
Yeah, and then Hansel Robles, and then
Then you got X in the group chat. X, I know you're listening to this, talking about how Cutter Crawford sucks because he's a 22 ERA when meanwhile he's pitched like 4 major league innings in his entire career. What are we talking about here?
But have you called Stanton daddy yet?
Oh, Stanton is our daddy.
Yesterday it was fun. That was a bomb.
Although Judge did strike out. Judge went on that swing.
I do not remember.
That Stanton home run should have been a 1-run homer.
Laz Diaz yesterday on Friday was absolutely awful.
Laz Diaz is always brutal.
I said it was like the Laz Diaz show when I was there. Seriously.
Yeah.
Kid you not. It was like he was having the best time on the field.
Oh,
he was hitting ball boys and stuff. Like
he umpires the game like he's got a date to go to.
Yeah. Friday was absolutely. I said in the first inning when I heard, not even the first inning, before when they announced the umpires, I said this is going to be a long game.
And it wasn't. It was a quick game.
Friday? No, Friday was long.
It was long.
Friday was 5 hours.
I could only watch till the seventh inning, and then
that's true. That's true. Yeah, Friday was a long one. Oh. I put a whole day's of work in at the stadium Rangers. On Friday.
Rangers put up a four. The Blue Jays put up a four spot.
That's the scariest team, man.
In the first inning,
that team's scary. I can't believe they were
over.
I can't believe they were down 7-0
and won.
That was electric. I don't know if you watched any of it, but I turned it on. And when they did the umpire announcing the call, when he said safe, you couldn't hear a word after.
Yeah,
it was electric. You would have thought it was game 7 of a World Series in Toronto on Friday night.
Yeah, they're going to get a full season there. I'm not excited to go play up there.
Now, we play them next in the Yankee Stadium.
Sox go to Detroit next.
We play division teams 12, what is it? 3 against the Sox, 7 straight games. And we play like 26 games in a row, they say, to start the season. Oh, we play 10 straight games against the division because we play Baltimore next. But that should be easy. But knowing the Yankees, you never know because they sucked against the Orioles last year.
True. It's a little all over the place, but it is what it is.
Pod?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've been all over the place the last few times.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Sox get a little bit of Detroit, a little bit of Minnesota, and then a little bit of Toronto.
See that Gary Sanchez bat flip the other day?
Yeah, on the fly out to the warning track.
Yeah. I actually thought it looked like a pretty swing. If I was watching live, I would have thought that was gone.
He forgot he wasn't in Yankee Stadium anymore.
That's true. I don't know if that's out at left field in Yankee Stadium.
I don't know. Everything's out at Yankee Stadium.
That's true. That is true. Yankee Stadium. It's so funny. Hey, man, that pesky pole is pretty sad.
3-2. But the pesky pole never gets hit.
it feels like
once a season, today. Maybe.
I can't believe baseball is back. It's fun. This is fun.
It is fun. It is fun.
This is fun. It's been a fun opening weekend.
Even though I lost all my bets.
Yeah, I have to. It's opening weekend. That's why.
Teams you got to get a feel. Got to get a feel.
Teams are, like Kufta said, got to get your foot in the water.
Yeah, everything Kufta says is right, right?
The Brewers starting off 0-2 is a huge surprise.
When you said.
Yeah, I thought so. You had two aces on the mound. Two aces.
Oh, they're 0-2. I thought you said 2-0.
No, not 0-2. Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns.
Yeah, they got Freddy Peralta today.
Yeah, I got him in fantasy, hoping he does well. The Cubs aren't scary. I don't know.
I got Ian Anderson in fantasy.
Dodgers 1-1. Guess the 162-0 dream is dead for them.
Who'd they lose to?
The Rockies.
Oh, wow. Chris Bryant. Look at Chris Bryant leading the ship.
I don't think he has done anything.
We'll just say he did.
He's the best player on the team. Yeah. Well, that is true, but
he's gonna be on all the, even if he doesn't do anything, he's gonna be on all the win tweets.
250's bat.
W in the books. What the fuck is Alex Verdugo batting? A million?
Trevor Story's been getting a lot of hate on the Twitter sphere.
Trevor, I haven't gone on Twitter, thank God, because it's been two games.
Trevor Story.
You know, walking a double yesterday. What else do you want?
I was having a blast with him on Friday. This ain't Coors. The altitude's a little low on the East Coast.
Think he heard you?
I probably could have. I wasn't that far. I was screaming at Judge. Screaming Judge a lot.
Screaming at Judge.
Told him to sign the extension. Then I told him that him and Trout will be a deadly outfield next year. He'll look good in Angel Red. I'm not a big Judge guy.
I'm not either.
Not a big Judge guy. I think he's the most overrated player I've ever seen in my life. He's 30 years old. Yeah,
he hasn't really done anything.
He's 30 years old, and he wants a 9-to-10-year contract. Go to Los Angeles, buddy. Have fun there. I really thought the Yankees offer was fair. I thought it was very fair.
Yeah, it would have been made him the highest paid position player Yankee ever, right?
Yeah. And you're third.
And they had A-Rod, so.
Yeah, and he's 30. He's
not getting better.
Eight to 10 years. Not going to get an 8 to 10 year deal.
How many years did they offer?
I think six or seven.
Why would you not take that? You should have taken that.
I know. Whoever is in his camp and telling him not to take that was stupid, because now you have to play 150 games for me. You have to play 150 games. Maybe a little less, 140 I'll take. But
for you to offer something bigger?
Yeah. Yeah, for something bigger, money-wise, not lengthy-wise.
Oh, but, yeah, I don't think I would offer anything higher.
If he gets hurt, that money goes down. That money goes down a lot. And everything he does is going to be looked at a microscope this year.
Oh, sure is. It's going to look real nice in the Angels next year.
What's with the blurriness behind you? What are you in, like, portrait mode?
It was for my interview. Sorry.
I'm so confused.
See my flags?
I'd love to see the flags. Makes my day. The engineering one.
You like that one?
Judge's camp is telling him stupid stuff, in my opinion. 7 years. I think it was 214 to 230, the offer.
There you go.
And that's not a cheap deal. Huh? Can't say the Yankees are cheap for that.
No.
They aren't. That's a good deal for a guy of his caliber. But whoever's in
poverty franchise, though.
What'd you say?
Poverty franchise.
It's true.
Couldn't even pay Trevor Story.
But
I'm so glad Trevor Story's on the Red Sox, people. Like, come on. It's been two games. Two games. And he hit a double yesterday and walked.
It was the funniest tweet on Friday was Jared's tweet about having two shortstops up the middle.
Yeah.
Like, why would you hit the ball up the middle against the Red Sox? And then Josh Donaldson base hit up the middle.
Yeah. Bogarts also wasn't in the game.
He was.
No, he wasn't. He came out.
Was it not? I thought he
got hurt.
No, I know he got hurt. But when Josh Donaldson
hit that walk-off, Bogarts was not in the game.
Oh, I thought that was him.
No, it was Jonathan Araúz.
No, he was still in that game, you liar.
Bogarts did not finish that game.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He came out.
Yes, he did. I'm looking at the box score right now. Oh, wait, maybe I was on the wrong game. Nope. Wait. Yeah, you were right. I was on the wrong game.
He did not finish the game.
First argument of the year right there. And there it was a stupid
That's
one.
What people came here for.
I was looking at, I don't know how I was looking at the wrong game. Oh,
We got the Cotillo tweets on notifications, and you still don't know that he came out of the game?
I was at the game too. You would have thought. I wasn't that far. Cora looks like he's 95 now.
With the beard?
Yeah, with that gray beard.
I think he looks sexy, though.
He looks so old to me.
Looks sexy, though.
Looks so old. Just put some Just for Men in there.
I think he's got to shave it until he wins a game. Then he can bring it back.
I've been thinking of my superstitions, because I usually, when the Yankees lose in the playoffs, which has been a lot, I go to a dark background. Like, you know, like I have emptiness in my heart.
Yeah.
And then when the season starts, I put the wallpaper and everything. But I haven't put the wallpaper up yet the last two games, and I did today. So if they lose today, which probably they will, can't win them all. I don't know if I want to go back to the black.
I hope Jordan Montgomery gets absolutely rocked.
Well, he has to pitch at least five innings to me. the bullpen is more than taxed. I've never seen.
Oh, the bullpen is got to be shot.
I've never seen anything like this in the first two games of the season.
Yeah. You didn't have a single starter. You didn't have a starter go past the fourth inning.
No. I don't think a single starter has gone into the fourth inning. I think Cole pitched three innings on Friday.
I thought he pitched into the fourth.
Did he? Yeah, he did. He pitched four innings Friday.
Perez just caught one off the fucking mask.
I heard that doesn't hurt. Is that true?
I guess it depends on what kind of mask you have. The hockey one, it doesn't really hurt, but I feel like in the masks they use, I feel like it would.
Because they say,
actually hit him in the shoulder.
Yes, they like last year, Flaherty said that. It doesn't hurt that much. It doesn't hurt that much when you
get. How would Flaherty know? He's a pitcher.
He was a catcher.
Jack Flaherty?
John Flaherty.
Oh.
He was a Yankee catcher.
No, yeah, it doesn't hurt that bad.
I have not listened to one Michael K call yet.
Have you not?
No, I watched it. I watched it on Fox yesterday because I didn't want to watch it on my computer.
Let me pull up the box score. Who was the second pitcher to come in for the Yankees yesterday?
Yesterday? Ronnie McCanna.
What about the next one?
Then it was Castro, who changed his glove yesterday. Didn't have the Mets.
Show you the picture. Maybe
didn't have the Mets glove.
Know the face.
I was a little nervous. Then Licky came in, Clay, and then Chapman. Chapman was, oh my God, Chapman was scary on Friday. That first pitch, I thought he was going to walk the entire game.
Who's this dude?
Yeah, that was Ronnie.
Oh, was?
Yeah, that was Ronnie.
That's my cousin's pitching coach.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
My aunt texted me and she was like, this is Danny's pitching coach.
Yeah, that was Ronnie.
There you go.
Ronnie.
He got a foreign sounding last name. That's why I didn't think it was him.
Marinconico?
Jesus Christ. It is pouring at this. It looks like, I don't know. There's something wrong with the center field camera because it doesn't even look like it's raining.
Yes.
Any other camera. Yesterday, oh, yeah. It's raining.
It was pouring yesterday. It was pouring yesterday at the Yankee Stadium. I did not expect that.
Seems like this was a bad game to pick a Nerfy as well because he walked the first batter and now it's 2-0 on the second guy.
Excuse me.
So I guess I can't really blame the Mets that as much because it looks like they're going to score here anyway.
Glamorous.
Nerfies are exhilarating bets.
They are. They're the best bet. They're the best bet in sports. In my opinion, like, cause you can't like the football one is not that fun.
What football one?
The what the hell is the name of it? Like the first drive bet.
Oh yeah, but yeah, that's true. Nerfies are definitely the best. Check this out.
What is that? Oh my God! What the hell happened to you?
Got my hand
to fight yet?
Yeah, I got my hand caught in the card reader at work. One of my last days. Yeah. Got a little fucked up.
Garrett Whitlock signed a contract today too.
Sure did. Let's talk about that.
Is he gonna be a starter?
I don't know.
That's what they were saying.
He got 18.5 though. So I feel like that's a fucking steal.
And for 4 years too.
Yeah. And two club options.
Oh wow. His whole contract was $18 million?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know if that's with or without. That's probably without the options, but.
That's 4.5 a year. That ain't bad.
Yeah, definitely not bad, especially for Whitlock.
Yeah, he's a
stud.
I think he's the best pitcher in your bullpen.
Oh, 100%.
Should be the closer. 100%. He should be the starter.
Should be everything.
Hit.
Can this Bubich dude throw a fucking strike?
Bubich. 3-1, not good. I can't believe the Indians are, or Guardians, my bad. Don't want to get canceled. Guardians are 0-2 against the Royals. Bobby Witt would have played a year last night.
Yeah, and it killed me.
I know. Absolute play of the year.
Oh, single up the middle. There we go. We're off to a good start.
Yep. No. No bueno. Oh, man. It's been a fun, good opening weekend.
I agree. I've had a good time.
I've had two. Stadium was nice. I like the scoreboard. I like the LEDs in the scoreboard in the outfield. That's pretty cool to me.
I didn't even notice
Stadium. Yankee Stadium. That's pretty cool. Stan,
we're moving around a lot.
We have.
Like yesterday when we got our tickets, we got standing room.
Oh, you were moving around?
Yeah, we're moving around a lot. So I didn't really notice.
It's not bad.
Jesus, they need to do something with these cameras in center field. You can't see a single thing. It looks like it's not raining anywhere else on the field.
Just on the center field camera?
Yeah. You put on the center, you literally can't see a single thing. I've never seen anything like it.
It's so hot in my room.
They just keep showing the view from behind the batter now. This guy can't throw a fucking strike. I'm not gonna lie. I like the Cleveland Guardians jerseys.
They look the same thing.
Yeah, but I like the lettering better. And I like the logo.
It just says Guardians.
I like the G with the baseball with the wings.
Did you see the Washington game last night?
How is that not a strike? What the fuck? That was right down the middle.
This is exhilarating. Everybody came to just listen to the bet.
Yeah, right? What about the Washington game?
You see the jersey they wore, the Connect jerseys?
Yeah, they were sexy.
I like them a lot.
Did you see the Astros ones?
I did.
They're sexy, too.
I like that. But my bone to pick was, who in the hell said it was a good idea for both teams to wear gray?
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, they both
the Mets were wearing gray?
Yeah. Why are you both wearing gray?
Yeah, the Mets should have put on white or something.
They should have wore the blue black ones that they have. No, yeah. The black ones are there. Blackout Friday. Crap.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know the Mets had special circumstances.
Yeah, special circumstances. And it's only home, too,
should I believe. Should be 2-2. Fuck should this umpire. Do you find out who the umpire is in this game?
Yeah, you can. It is Mark Ripperger.
Fuck Mark Ripperger. He's canceled on this podcast from now until we say so.
I actually need Jose. I have the Guardians nerf, but I kind of want Jose Ramirez to hit a bomb right now. Oh, and the bet's dead. Got runs. Hit a bomb. Did I just call it?
No, it was a single.
Ah, damn. More money got to be put into the FanDuel account now.
No, I left 5. I think I'm retiring from nerfies. Day 3 of the season. Nerfies are dead.
What's his name? Gavin's been hitting well.
Gavin McHugh?
Yeah.
He's been doing baseball?
Yeah, he's been doing baseball.
I should have hit well yesterday. If the Guardians won, this is crazy because the Guardians didn't score for 10 innings yesterday. And now they want to score in the first fucking inning.
Yep.
I would have hit for like $80 yesterday. God damn it. I can't hate the Mets now either, which is the worst fucking part of all this.
Hey, my cash app for my why is there only one? Oh, my cash app for the cash out for the my 6-leg parlay for division winners went up 2 cents. Uh oh. They must know I'm onto something here.
I've convinced myself that the Tigers are winning the Central.
I wouldn't hate it. My mother makes an appearance. She came in to check in.
There we go. Thoughts on the game?
I don't think she's watched a single inning.
God damn it. Zarias a strikeouts guy?
FanDuel for the Angels is ridiculous. It's like the Yankees.
FanDuel?
They're always favorite. Always favorite. Or close or under or like minus. Like it's insane. The Angels aren't that good.
Hey man, they're 1-2. They're on the come up.
On the come.
Just like the Red Sox after today.
That division.
No. You know what? You know what the Red Sox are going to do today?
Get swept.
You know what the Sox are going to do today?
Tell me.
They're going to.
I would love to know.
They're going to upped it.
Upped it?
Yeah. Like, yesterday the Yankees upped it.
Yo, I still don't understand that. That didn't make any sense. That made no sense.
Shout out, Jose.
It made no sense.
Red Sox, they're going to – today I expect a text message that the Red Sox upped it.
Upped it.
Upped it. Hey,
since we're bouncing around here, what's your Diamond Dynasty team looking like?
Not great.
No?
Not great. No, I haven't really played that much.
I was
thinking about hopping on a game after this.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, I haven't played. I haven't had much time to play.
Between man,
everything.
Huh?
I might do Dodgers -1.5. Building a little parlay here.
Not gambling experts, guys.
Not gambling experts. Arias, do you think he'd get 4 strikeouts?
I think he's a strikeout guy.
Why are his odds so low? It's for 5 strikeouts, it's like +120.
Oof. Oof.
Scares me a little bit. His over under is 4.5.
I'm also first weekend. It's very scary with anything, pitchers.
Yeah, I think I'll stick to hits.
Never know how long they're going to
go. Who do you think is going to get an RBI in this game?
They had 195 runs, strikeouts last year.
Freddie Freeman RBI?
I was thinking that. Or Trey Turner RBI.
Trey Turner leads off, though, doesn't he?
Bomb?
Yeah. Scary. Lead off RBIs are scary.
You know what? Justin Turner.
RBI? Oh, yeah. Freddie Freeman's batting second. Trey Turner's batting third.
Oh, wow. What a lineup. So
maybe a Trey Turner RBI.
I'll do whatever you do. I'll put money
in. What do you think? Trey Turner or Justin Turner?
Let's go Trey.
All right. So we got Dodgers -1.5, Trey Turner RBI. Now let's hop on this Angels game because they've been hitting the ball pretty well. Let's do.
No, I'm gonna put a record a hit in this one too. You know who I'm gonna do?
Who?
Cody Bellinger.
No way.
The dude is due. How many games can he go? Has to be due.
He's batting 7th.
Still due, man.
Does he have a hit this season yet?
I don't think so. Do not think so.
Seems like a bad bet.
Nope, he does not have a hit.
It seems like a bad bet.
He's due, man. He's due.
What are the odds on it?
It was high.
It's not even worth it. It's -1. It's -310. Hell no, I'm not.
I know, right?
Bellinger into it. How do I do less than 1 hit?
2 hits?
2 hits, yeah.
That's +160.
It's still not worth it to me. Maybe a homer. He has the best odds in the game to hit a homer.
They say no, he's
must dipped. Own Anthony Senzatella.
They know he's due.
Oh, let me check on my Beat the Streak. Have you been you've been following?
Oh, I've not tried it. I got 159 more to go. So.
The last 10 minutes have been just terrible radio. Terrible radio.
Well, next week we'll have a lot more. We want to talk about our experience at the stadium, a little bit of series, a little here and there.
What's Mookie Betts hitting against? Mookie Betts is 6 for 14 against Anthony Senzatella.
He's also -380.
I'm just doing Beat the Streak.
Oh.
And then Devers is 5 for 20 against Jordan Montgomery. Yeah. See you on the Sox is a good record against him. Trevor Story has never hit against Jordan Montgomery. Martinez has been hitting pretty well. He's 1 for 18 against Jordan Montgomery, though. Kike, he hasn't gotten a hit yet.
Kike,
2 for 10.
Love me.
Verdugo strokes lefties, but not Jordan. No one on the Red Sox really hits well against Montgomery.
He's a stud.
Oh, Bogarts does. He's 12 for 26 against them. Pick him.
Bogarts is everybody, though.
Bogarts what?
Bogarts is everybody, though.
Yeah, that's true. I need a Sox win today, man.
I know. I feel you.
Let's do a SGP plus. So let's add something from the Sox game.
I have some stuff. I have.
Do you?
I have. What do I have? Dodgers -1.5. Trey Turner. San Diego Padres. Blake Snell plus four strikeouts.
San Diego Padres to win?
Yeah.
Blake Snell four plus strikeouts?
Astros to win.
I don't even see the strikeouts for – oh, yeah, I do. Four plus?
Jose.
Astros to win? I'm going to stay away from that game.
Staying away?
Yeah, nervous? I don't like that game.
Nerve?
What's in your parlay? That you have like nine things in your parlay already?
Yeah.
Jeez. What do you have for the Sox game?
I don't have anything for the Sox game. Then I took the Padres money line. And then I say that already? I think I did.
I had a then good looking parlay yesterday, but
then I
think I'll just leave it at this for now. Dodgers -1.5, Trey Turner RBI, Padres money line, Blake Snell four strikeouts.
Then I took the Giants money line.
That's good. I like that. I had a good looking parlay yesterday, man. I had Pivetta six plus strikeouts, Boston Sox money line, Devers to get a hit, and Story to get a hit. But the first two parts didn't work out too well.
I had Verdugo getting an RBI and a hit yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't place the bet.
Damn.
I don't know. It wouldn't have hit because what's his name didn't get six strikeouts.
Pivetta?
Yeah.
Oh, you added that to it too?
Yeah. Yeah, I had Pivetta, six strikeouts, Seve, three plus, Verdugo hit.
Did Seve get his strikeouts?
Yeah, he got four.
That's how many Pivetta had too. Pivetta stayed in an inning too long.
Then Devers to get a hit, Story to get a hit. Judge would have screwed my parlay up. He didn't get a hit.
I need a hit. I need something to hit. All right, predictions for the game tonight. Then we can send the people on their way.
I feel like as a Yankee fan, I feel like the Red Sox just got to win one.
I agree.
I do feel like
I was going crazy. Little side note before I say my prediction. I was going crazy on Friday after I predicted Devers' first inning homer in a 3-0 Sox win. It was 3-0 after the first inning. I was going crazy.
In the eighth, it looked like my prediction was about to look true.
Yeah, 4-3, right?
4-3.
You said you didn't know who was going to win, right?
No, I said the Yankees were going to win, but it was just reversed in that way. It was funny.
On that note, my prediction for tonight, 3-0 Sox.
3-0? Yankees don't get on board?
Nope. They've gotten too lucky the past 2 days.
I don't blame you. Need the win. I don't hate them winning. Can't go 0-162 now.
Exactly. And on that note,
that is episode 10.
Episode 10. Double digits. See you guys. I don't know when we'll see you.
probably Saturday again.
Yeah, probably Saturday. It was an extra. This was like an opening week special.
Yeah, we actually did what we were going to do this week.
Yeah, we kept our promise.
Yeah, well, Wednesday wasn't our fault.
It got pushed back.
Got pushed back. So that's not our fault.
We can't control the weather. We're not NASA.
Yeah, we're not weathermen.
So, next week, enjoy everybody.
Yes. Thank you.